school. You should have seen the smoke, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
It went so high, Dad, it had sparks and everything.
That sounds really cool, I slowly murmured.
Nick's mom is a doctor, John continued, and she put a cast on Nick's arm right there in the class. And then she cut off the cast and passed it around the room so we could touch it. But Tayden didn't want to because he said it was gross.
Wow, I said, trying to join in on the excitement.
So what are you going to do, Dad? John asked earnestly.
Well, son, what do you think I should do? Mommy says you work at your computer and talk on the phone a lot.
Is that what Mommy says? I guess she's right about that, but I don't think you want me to do that for your class, do you?
No, John giggled. Let me talk to your mom about Parents' Day, I said.
With that, John scampered out into the backyard as I tracked down Leslie in the kitchen.
What am I supposed to do at John's class for Parents' Day? John's going to think I'm the most boring dad in the world, and he'll probably remember this forever, I said frantically.
Leslie started laughing. I'm serious.
I know. I just got a mental image of you showing the class how you talk on your cell phone and write at your computer.
Very funny. John already told me that joke, and I didn't laugh then either.
Just then, John came in from the backyard and said, "Hey, Dad, why don't you bring your brain to class?"
He wasn't joking. John had once sat in on one of my lectures at the university where I talked about the human brain. I'd use an actual human brain from a formaldehyde container I borrowed from the biology department. Needless to say, he was fascinated, as were my college students. And that's exactly what I did for Parents' Day. I explained to his first grade class that I am a doctor who works on feelings and that feelings begin in the brain. I showed them a colorful wooden model of the brain and then asked if they'd like to see an actual brain that I had in a jar contained in a cardboard box. Yes, show us the brain, some students shouted.
Children, let's be respectful now, John's teacher said with authority while keeping an eye on the cardboard box.
The kids were now literally sitting on the edge of their seats, and John was grinning from ear to ear. The anticipation in that first grade classroom was palpable. I put on my protective goggles and latex gloves before reaching into the box. The children were wide-eyed, except for Tayden. He was peeking through his fingers. I spent the next few minutes answering one question after another. The questions ranged from the practical, what are all those lines on it? To the curious, whose brain is it? To the theological, doesn't he need his brain in heaven? Well, needless to say, I was a hit. The kids still talk about that day when they see me picking up John after school. And so does John. Remember when you brought the brain to my school, Dad? He'll say. That was awesome. Phew, I did it. I made my son proud. And isn't that what every parent wants? Don't you want your child's perception of you to be as positive as possible?
Your child aspires to be like you. Is that a good thing?
That afternoon, after buckling John into his car seat and traveling back home from school, Leslie and I were talking about what we might do for dinner. Then, during a brief lull, John said something that would melt any parent's heart. Dad, I want to be like you. The truth is, whether your kids say it or not, they feel it. Children aspire to become what their parents are, and that's precisely why it's crucial to be the kind of parents we want to be. John's comment got me to thinking, if he wanted to be like me, how did he perceive me? What qualities did he see in me that he wanted to emulate? Suddenly, I was more self-conscious than I'd been in years. I felt like I was 16 again, looking into the mirror and wondering what other people thought of me. Metaphorically, I began to check myself out. Was I a patient man? Could my son look at me and say, I want to be patient like Dad is? Was I optimistic? I sure want my son to be. Was I forgiving, empathic, comforting, kind? Have you ever had these same thoughts? What traits does your child see in you? Perhaps more important, what traits doesn't your child see in you that you wish he or she did? From the day John was born, I was so focused on what I would do as a parent, reading all kinds of books on techniques and strategies, that I hadn't given much thought to the kind of parent I wanted to be.
I felt the same way, and the more we talked about it, the more serious we became about what we've come to call intentional traits. Each of us made a list of the top 5 traits we wanted to be sure our children saw in us, and our lists were very different. What's more, some of the traits came naturally and easily to one or the other of us, while other traits would require more work.
Who you are matters more than what you do.